guys, welcome to Berea, ShadowKiss.net's official podcast. I'm Mandy.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Tilly.
Welcome everyone to episode 6 of Berea. Today we have a guest host joining us. Tilly, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Tilly says no.
Oh, no. Come on.
Okay, well, what do you want to know there, Mandy and Amy?
Well, Mandy knows about you, I don't, so just give me the basics.
I forget how I met Mandy, but Mandy was the only person on my Twitter feed that was reading Vampire Academy. She's the only person I've been able to talk to about it. And then we got into a discussion about her love for Abe and my love for Christian.
Oh, sounds good. Both very good people to love.
How did you get into Vampire Academy?
It was one of those things where I was walking through the bookstore and it looked interesting, so I got it.
I love those things. I usually buy books because they have a pretty cover.
I do that too.
All right. So you said your favorite character is Christian.
Yes, I'm a Sparky fan.
You're a Sparky fan.
Oh wow, I've never heard it referred to that before.
She refers to it like that all the time. Amy, do we have any news this week?
Yes, we got loads of news this week. The most exciting news of the Vampire Academy world arrived since our last podcast. On August 27th, Michelle had her baby boy and has posted a couple of adorable pictures of him on Twitter and Facebook. This is wonderful news, and we here at Berea want to send Michelle and her husband, Jade, a big congratulations. Did you guys see the baby pictures?
Of course.
Yes.
That baby is so adorable.
It really is.
What baby isn't adorable?
I've seen some that are pretty ugly. Okay, I admit I have. No, okay, seriously. My mom works in labor and delivery. I've spent years hanging out up there.
Oh my gosh, those poor babies who didn't know that you were looking at them and going, oh my gosh, you're so ugly. Poor babies, Mandy. Anyways, I want to see more baby pictures, and I want to know what the babies mean.
I agree.
Ditto.
Also, since our last podcast, the moment all Vampire Academy fans around the world have been waiting for finally arrived. Bloodlines was released on Tuesday, August 23rd, and many fans have already flown through it. All of us here at Berea have already read it, and we loved it. We're going to keep the Bloodlines talk here to a minimum because we have a great discussion for it lined up. Just a heads up, when we get to the main discussion, if you haven't read Bloodlines, it would do you well to skip ahead to the game. We've also got the release date for The Golden Lily, which will be out on June 19th, 2012.
It's so far away.
It's very, very far away.
It's like a week after my birthday.
Oh, me too.
Nice.
My birthday's the 9th.
My birthday's the 12th.
Oh, that's awesome. When I first saw it, I think when somebody sent it to me, they had forgotten the 1 in front of the 19th. So I was like, oh my god, it's released on my birthday. And I felt so
crazy. Yeah, she was freaking out on me. Oh, and I'm just like, I think it's the 19th.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh man. I felt really cool for all of 5 minutes until Mandy crushed my hopes.
Yeah, Mandy's sorry about that. I have fun doing that to you, Amy.
You do. You do it all the time.
Hey, I gave you a break this week.
No, you didn't.
Did you not look ahead on the game?
You're not giving it to me?
I'm not giving it to you.
Oh my gosh, yes. Anyways, we're getting sidetracked here, but I'm really glad you're not giving it to me. Okay. Our next bit of news is the US TV spot for Bloodlines came out a couple weeks ago. It's the same teaser trailer that came out with the first 4 chapters of Bloodlines on the EW website a few weeks ago. Okay, this trailer, I thought it didn't make any sense.
I told you.
I thought she was just being cynical, but I mean, it's like she's looking around and she's seeing demons and vampires everywhere, but it wasn't like that in the book. And then, obviously she was uneasy in school and all that, but it wasn't because of vampires, because she wasn't expecting them in the school. And at the end, she was talking about all the beliefs and whatnot until she met him, which is obviously talking about Adrian, but that just was not relevant to the story.
It really wasn't until the very end, and even then.
Even then, it was like, she was kind of into him, but it wasn't like that, how it made it seem in the trailer. And I was like, what? I didn't want to watch it before I read the book. So when I read the book, I went and I watched it, and I was like, that makes no sense at all.
Yeah, I watched it. See, I watched it, then I read the first two chapters, got the book, finished the book, went back and watched it again, and it still made no sense.
Tilly, did you see it?
No, I didn't. So, I have no input.
Consider yourself lucky.
Yeah, I figure with the chit-chat that you guys are saying.
Irrelevant, and the model, that's not how I pictured Sydney.
Yeah.
It was just all kinds of wrong for me, so. Should we get on to the next bit of news?
Sure.
Okay. We have some exciting news, which is that Bloodlines debuted at number 2 on the New York Times teen bestseller list, number 12 on the USA Today's list, and number 1 on Australia's bestseller list. That is a truly fantastic way for Rochelle to start off her new series. What do you guys think of that?
I think it's really cool. It's really hard to get on any bestseller list.
Yeah. It is. I didn't know about that until a few days ago that she had debuted on those lists. And I had been wondering if she made the New York Times list. And so when I saw it, I was really happy. But I kind of didn't like the fact that it was the teen list and not like the actual general list.
But at the same time, it's still a teen book. It's a YA book. Yeah.
But the thing is, a while ago, I think it was right before the Bloodlines release, on ShadowKick.net, we had a poll asking for people, the age bracket of people. And I don't remember the exact figures, and I couldn't pull it up, but most of the people were, I think the bracket for that was 35 to maybe 42. I don't remember the exact age, but most of the readers were that age. So, maybe it shouldn't be on the teen list.
I don't know, but I mean, either way, it's still on New York Times, it's still on USA Today, and it's still on Australia's.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's awesome either way, but I just thought it would have been pretty cool if it was the normal New York Times list.
Oh, of course it would have been better if it was on the entire New York Times list, but you take what you can get. For now, it's just the teens.
Oh, yeah, fine. I'll go with that. Okay, the next story we've got is super exciting. Rochelle posted on her Facebook page that it's pretty certain that she'll be out and touring for the release of The Golden Lily next year. There are no dates or anything like that yet, but we'll definitely keep you guys posted. What do you guys think?
I hope that she comes back here, but at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't tour.
What do you mean? She said she's pretty sure she's going.
Yeah, she's pretty certain, but she's not positive.
Yeah, but, I mean, she's not going to say she's pretty certain if not. I think, actually, her words were, it's almost a sure thing or something like that.
Really? I never saw it, but, I mean, from you saying that it's pretty certain.
Yeah, but I think it'll happen.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it will happen, but at the same time, it's it's possible, but it won't at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Let me get you her wording.
Okay, but
I'm pretty certain that. Oh, okay. Actually, she did use the words pretty certain. My bad. Anyways.
Yeah, but I mean, she has a new baby.
That's what I was thinking. It's the baby that's going to be the big
deciding factor.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, by then, the baby's going to be almost a year old.
No, so the baby won't. It comes out in June.
Yeah, that's almost a year old.
Yeah, but still, it's still going to be the deciding factor.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, but I think that it's pretty likely with maybe an almost a year old baby, she can go out and tour for a month or so while the dad looks after the baby.
The dad, he has a name.
Okay, well, Jay looks after the baby, my mistake. He's a dad. I think the dad has a certain ring to it, don't you? No?
No.
Anybody?
No. Okay. He has a name and we know it.
Okay, fine. I can't think and talk and process and argue all at the same time. You guys have to cut me a little slack here.
No, that's too much.
It's too much slack.
It's too easy to cut you that slack.
Okay, so have any of you, either of you guys been to a fur signing?
No.
Well, I don't. Seriously?
Seriously?
You have to ask me, Amy.
No, yeah, I just realized, like, I know Mandy has, because I'm pretty sure, like, the second conversation I ever had with you was you rubbing it in my face how many people you've met, so.
That's so mean, Mandy.
No, because, what it was Laura had asked me a question. I swear Laura had asked me a question about it.
I don't remember how the conversation went, I just remember the general idea of.
Yeah, no, Laura had asked me, Laura, what it was, we were discussing the tour on one of the episodes.
No, it was before we started the episode. Mandy, just was because it? Laura's not here to defend herself, I didn't have to blame her, okay?
Whatever. Just continue with the news.
Okay. Our last piece of news is that we will be getting to interview Aris Parente here on Bury soon, and we are going to be asking him your questions. Aris played Dimitri in the recent Bloodline teaser trailers, and we cannot wait to talk to him. We don't have all the details for you guys yet, but we wanted to let you know early so everyone would have time to send in their questions for him. If you have a question for Aris or something you'd like to say, email us at bury@shadowfish.net, and we will ask him as many as we can.
I think that's pretty cool.
That is actually pretty awesome.
I'm, like, so worried that, like, we're going to, like, get him on here, and then I'm just going to completely fangirl when I hear his accent.
Am I going to end up interviewing him, or are you?
I think maybe both of us.
But didn't you say you were going to fangirl?
Oh, right.
Why do I have a feeling that I'm going to get there's going to be a tweet out there saying, I need your help, come here.
Because Amy there probably died. Will be.
Amy died.
That would be very likely. I'd just be like, oh my god. And then Mandy would hang up on me and be like, you're not going to embarrass us.
No, see, I can put up with that. One of my friends, we went to a book signing, and I sat and laughed at her. She fangirled.
Oh, my gosh. I've never actually, I've met a couple of famous people, but not, like, anybody that I would have thought that I would fangirl, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't fangirl. I was completely normal, like, much more normal than my friends were, because some of them just completely lost it, and it was really funny, but I was normal, it didn't hit me, like, those kind of things don't really, like, register in my brain, and it's like.
Yeah, I know, it doesn't register until it's after it's happened.
Yeah.
Even after it's happened, it's like, it'll register for, like, a split second, and I'll be like, oh my god, that just happened, and then I'll be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how I was.
Yeah, but I haven't actually ever met anybody that, like, I completely fangirl over when I haven't even met them, so we'll see. So that is all the news we've got for you guys.
So on to our main discussion, which is Bloodlines. So if you have not read the book, please, and you don't want spoilers, skip ahead. We will let you know the timestamp of what time to skip ahead to.
And we have warned you.
We have warned you. There will have been a warning at the very beginning.
Yep.
So you
person out there who's going to listen anyways, and then sad because you got spoiled. We warned you. I'm sorry.
All right. So what were your guys' general reactions to Bloodlines?
Generally. I loved it. Is that general enough for you?
Yes.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
It was. I agree. Alright, so what did you guys like about it?
Like, I loved Adrian. He was so, so funny. I was, like, actually laughing out loud, and I don't usually do that with most books. And I liked the group. Like, the whole group, the way they kind of got along with each other. It's, like, I was kind of worried about that before I started reading. Because, like, people seem kind of awkward. Because, obviously, they were just kind of thrown together. And I'm like, okay, you have to go into hiding. As opposed to, like, the Vampire Academy group where they've been, like, friends forever. And, or close enough, you know. And so, it was much different, but I liked how their group got along with each other.
See, and one of the things that I liked is you got characters that were kind of minor in Vampire Academy, like Eddie and Sydney.
Yeah.
Who became major parts of the story.
Yeah. I loved Eddie.
I did, too. Yeah.
Definitely.
He's so awesome.
I don't want to, like, go into details because we're obviously going to get there, but I loved Eddie.
See, I this is really bad to say, because as most of you guys know, I am an Adrian, or I am a Dimitri fan through and through, but I got to the very end, and I was chatting with Laura on Skype, and I freaked out telling her that I wanted Dimitri to leave.
Oh, in response to that, I remember one of the first things I tweeted after I finished the book was how much I loved the last line of the book. Mandy turned around and came back and was like, no, that's the worst ending ever.
That was!
I could not even, like, I mean, everybody had been talking about the last line of Bloodlines for the longest time, and I had, that was the last thing I was expecting, and, I mean, Mandy actually recorded me reading the last chapter without my knowledge, Skype talking, and, like, I don't like reading the last sentences, so I got to the last page, and then my eyes just, like, accidentally flicked over to the last sentence, and I thought,
and
I was
saw
like, oh,
it.
And the funniest thing was, like, my reaction wasn't, at first, like, my horror wasn't about the fact that Dimitri was there, but the fact that I had read the sentence before getting there. Yeah, I love Dimitri, but I just don't think that was the best timing.
It was a good way for her to completely shock us into something we weren't expecting.
Yeah.
I know, but, and the thing is that Sydney, she said it, like, wait, no, did she? Yeah, before it's, like, said that Dimitri was staying there, she's like, I should have realized. I'm like, yeah, we should have realized.
Everybody should have realized it was coming.
Yeah. I'm talking about how Sonya's coming and they're rounding up all these spirit users, and I'm like, well, obviously they should have somebody that is, like, came back. That makes sense. So, we should have realized.
Yeah, all right. What didn't we like about the book? I think I know Amy's answer.
What is it? I thought that...
The Alchemists.
Yeah, that, but... I mean, in general, it was kind of predictable.
Yeah.
Like, I guess a lot of stuff, and I can brag about that later, but... it was kind of predictable. But it was... I was still interested, so it wasn't, like, putting off kind of predictable. But, yeah, like Mandy said, I didn't like the Alchemists. They were awful.
I don't know. I think the middle of it was really slow for me.
Yeah.
Because I hit the middle, and I was like, and I just stopped reading for a couple of days, and I was like, I really, really, really need to get past this point. And then once I got to the major part of it, I guess,
yeah,
I was like, okay, and then it sped up.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably just because we're so used to being in Rose's mind, where she's always doing something.
Yes.
And then you get to Sydney, who kind of thinks everything through before doing anything, and it's a big difference. So, I mean, we'll probably just have to get used to it a bit. I didn't actually have time to not read because Mandy was rushing me. So I actually, like, had to get it, and then I was reading, and it was, yeah. I was, like, sitting down in the middle of the hallway before class with the book reading. Like, oh my gosh, I look like such a nerd.
It's all
Mandy's fault.
That's okay. The day I got it, I was on Twitter talking to Mandy while I was reading it, and she's like, oh, when you get to this point, you have to tell me. Or when you finish the book, you have to tell me. Right after she said that, I got hit with a migraine, and I stopped reading. I was like, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Mandy, I did not want to talk to her while I was reading, or before I was reading, because she got it before me. And I just did not know if she was going to drop a spoiler here or there.
Okay, no, if you noticed in the last podcast, I dropped so many spoilers.
You did, though, and I was trying to analyze all your words and every little thing that you said, but, I mean, there was only so much I could do. We were talking about, do you think that Jill's magic is going to play a part, and spirit is going to play a part, and all these little questions, or you were like, the magic about other users, and I was like, But I had no idea what was happening, so there wasn't really much I could decide.
Well, Mandy was talking to me on G-Talk one day, and she goes, oh yeah, by the way, you're going to love Adrian. I was like, what? Love Adrian? What is this?
I know, that was shocking to me too. I was not expecting that.
I don't love Adrian any more than I did before. I always loved him and Dimitri equally. I was, like, never, like, team Adrian or team Dimitri. So, I just still love him as much as I did before.
See, with Natalie, though, she forced me to decide, and I hadn't really, like, I don't know, Adrian just wasn't my favorite character in the books.
Oh, I loved him. He was so, so funny.
I liked Adrian. I never saw him with Rose.
Yeah.
But I didn't really care either way. I was more interested in Christian. That's just the truth of it all.
Christian is really awesome, though.
And he is.
People always know they're like either Adrian or Dimitri. But if I was really to choose from the Vampire Academy guys, I would choose Christian. Because Christian is awesome.
I love Christian. Like, yeah. That kind of, like, upset me. I was like, there's no Christian.
Yeah, it was kind of
sad. I was so depressed. I was like, no.
Yeah.
I miss his snarkiness.
I know. I miss Snarky Boy. Snarky Sparky. I missed him.
Oh my gosh, that is going to like get stuck in my head, and I have to stop calling him Snarky Sparky. I'm going to blame you.
I take full credit for it.
Hey, it's better than every 5 minutes saying, girl.
Girl? What?
Girl.
Oh, true. No, actually, girl is easier to say. You're not saying it right, but it's easier to say than...
I know I'm not saying it right.
You should say it right, actually. You promised Laura that you
would. I did. I said that I'd eventually let her hear me say it.
Let's say it right now.
I will later, okay?
Did you guys think it was really weird how... I mean, Eddie, I can understand why, but that Adrian... They were saying that Adrian is their brother as well. Because it's like, they're obviously going to be together, like Adrian and Sydney, and then it's going to get really awkward.
But the thing is that they weren't planning that.
I know, but still, it's like, it's just going to add a whole other unnecessary complication on top of all the complications that they're already going to have. It's like, are you kidding me?
So, yeah, I mean, they had to figure out a way to get him to be there.
No, I mean, well, Adrian, they could have just said he's a friend. He wasn't living on campus. That was completely unnecessary. I mean, I can understand why they said that to Eddie, because obviously Eddie was always going to be around. But for Adrian, they could have just said he's a friend of ours. It's just going to get so much more awkward. And then Eddie is, like, in love with Jill. And then people are going to maybe see him giving her, like, one of those wistful, longing looks. And they're going to be like, ew.
Wait, is he going to actually be there in the next book? Because didn't they say they were sending in another Dampier to be her guardian?
To replace Sydney.
Oh.
Because they were saying, remember they were saying that they were making Sydney
the alchemist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were going to pull her from the school and put this other one in.
Yeah. So Eddie is still going to be there, and it's going to get so,
it's going to get messy. Unnecessary drama.
Yeah, it's just so completely unnecessary. Like, they're obviously going to have, they already have so many more issues to deal with. And then you add on something petty like, oh, wait, you told them that I was your brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't like that at all. Every time they were like, oh, this is the brother. And I'm like, oh my gosh, please. I just wish I could have erased it and been like, no, he's not her brother. Anywho, yes, major plot points.
All right, major plot points. First one, let's do the whole thing about the alchemists and the tattoos.
Okay, my bragging time has come. I knew it was Keith. I told Mandy and she was all, well, we'll see.
Yeah, that was one of the things I caught on to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, I was like, oh, okay, well, that's obviously Keith. And then I had, like, other random ideas about, like, Lee being in on it with him and whatnot, but I didn't guess that it was, like, he was taking the blood from Clarence. So, yeah,
see, I figured that Keith, I was thinking that he had to do with the tattoos, but I was thinking that he was the one who was out killing everyone. I thought that it was a cool idea, though. I really liked it, like, you know, the gold, silver, bronze things. I thought that was really cool, like, adding, like, the magical alchemy powers and mixing it with vampire venom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you know what I think? It's, like, seems, like, real... Okay, well, not coincidental, because obviously they were put in Keith's territory, so to say, and he was running the business there, but it's just, like, really, of all the places they could have ever choose, they picked the one town that has magical tattoos floating around in the high school.
But they didn't know that.
I know, but still, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I want one of those tattoos, though.
Which color? The bronze or the silver?
Well, okay, the gold one is only for the alchemist, true.
Yeah.
I'd probably go with the bronze.
I'd go with the silver.
Silver seems like so flashy to me. Or more flashy than the bronze.
I think I'd go with the silver, too.
Ugh, I'm forever alone, always. Gosh.
First, Gryffindor and the Slytherin pit, and now...
get somebody to pick the same tattoo as me.
Alright, moving on. How about the Adrian and Jill relationship?
I called that from the very beginning.
Oh my gosh, as you know, soon... I got confused. I was like, said Adrian, and I was thinking Sydney, and I'm like, what?
As soon as they said that Adrian had to be there with Jill, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, she's their shadow kissed. I was like, I knew that from the get-go.
See, I don't know if it was just the fact that I was so excited to have the book a week early, or if it was just my, like, brain not comprehending it, but I knew that something was up, but it didn't actually click until they came out and said it.
Oh, silly Mandy.
poor Mandy.
Poor Mandy. I didn't guess it as soon as Tilly did. I guessed it before Mandy did. I was, like, wondering about all the stuff, how Jill was knowing all those things, and I was like, yeah, I thought that he was visiting her, like, in her sense of dream, like how he used to do with Rose.
Yeah.
I don't get why she wouldn't tell that to Sydney, maybe just because she knows that it's, like, the magic talk upset Sydney. Then after a while, I was like, oh, wait. Shadow kiss. And then, yeah.
See, it was, I think it was the point where it was somebody and Abe were outside talking. I think it was Adrian.
Abe, yeah.
And he brought up Lyssa and Rose. And I was like, that's a big clue. Yeah, he brought up when Rose was in Russia. He said that their time apart. He said something about their time apart. And I was like, that doesn't say it. That's saying something.
I'm looking for it.
You look for that, man, because I can probably still get my book, so.
Somebody made a remark. Yeah, but it was either Abe or Rose made the remark. Somebody made a remark about how much it would hurt the two of them to be apart. But it was somebody who knew about the whole, what the bond would do.
Was this outside or in the house?
It would have been outside.
Yeah, no, I wondered, because when Abe and Adrian were talking, what I did notice was that, Adrian was like, I don't get why I have to be here apart from the obvious reasons. And then I was what are the obvious reasons? But yeah. I don't remember that whole Rose thing. If that was there, I'm gonna feel like the stupidest person ever, like in the whole entire world. Like
yeah, I think it was one of the first things I tweeted when I was reading it.
See, I was at work while you were reading it.
Yeah, you were.
So okay, here we go. Yeah, it is because nevertheless, they play a crucial role in your stay here. And Jill's, you know how important it is that she remains safe. Yeah, I get that. And I get why she's here. What I don't get is why I'm here. Don't you? Asked Dave. I'd assume it's obvious to both Jill and you. You have to stay near her. There was a pause. That's what everyone says, but I'm still not sure it's necessary. I don't think she needs to be close by. No matter what Rose and Lyssa claim.
Oh, wow.
I totally didn't catch that.
Oh my gosh, I feel so stupid.
I know, so right.
All of the pride I felt at guessing so much stuff is just gone now. Gone. I feel really, really stupid. Oh, wow.
Yeah, because...
I just totally missed that.
Because the thing that I tweeted, it was gas shock awe. I'm not far into bloodlines, but I know this. Adrian and Jill have a bond. Jill bait shadow kissed. That was the tweet I sent.
Oh.
Well, aren't you perceptive?
All right, how about Mrs. Terwilliger, the history teacher?
That I did not guess whatsoever.
Neither did I.
See, I thought that something was weird about her, especially when, you know, she's having Jill, like, research all the stuff, and she actually has Sydney. I feel so bad now. I'm still thinking the last thing. But when, she has Sydney researching all this, like, ancient stuff, and she has her actually do one of the, spells... Or whatever it was, the spell, the potion, whatever it was. I was just like, okay, there's something going on, and I had this nagging feeling that she knew what Sydney was. I thought that she was another alchemist.
Yeah, I remember thinking that as well.
Yeah, I didn't think that. I remember telling you, Mandy, that I thought there was something weird with her because she had, like, yeah, what you just said, she had Sydney researching all this stuff, and it wasn't even to do, like, anything to do with what, like, she was actually doing, you know?
Yeah.
What her book was about, so I was like, that's really weird, but I never thought that she, like, knew what Sydney was, or that she was an alchemist herself, or that Sydney was a witch. Like, I never actually guessed anything, I just thought there was something weird about her.
Sydney's not a witch.
Sydney is a witch, okay?
You want to tell them what you told me about how that could be possible?
No, it's not how it could be possible. I was just giving you an analogy, Mandy, and I don't share it with the world. Thank you very much.
No, okay, Amy went and said that Sydney can be a witch because Jeremy from the Vampire Diaries can be shadow-kissed.
Well, he is shadow-kissed.
He is.
Okay. I've been obsessed with that show for 2 days, and I think since Thursday, I got into the Vampire Diaries. And shush, because I'm only in season 2.
Oh, okay. Well, shut up about it.
What I said, I was like, well, if Jeremy can be shadow kissed and you accepted that, Mandy, then Sydney can be a witch. Because you were like, well, how can Sydney be a witch? It has nothing to do with what they're...
Because she's an alchemist.
Yeah, but she's a witch too.
Whatever.
Alchemist is just like family. It's like a job. So I could go work at Burger King and be a witch. That doesn't mean anything.
Okay, whatever. Next, Spirit.
What about Spirit? The whole big deal with Lee and whatnot?
Yes.
He was freaky, and I never liked him, so.
Yeah, I couldn't stand him.
Yeah.
It's like, ew, that's so disgusting. You're crushing on a 15-year-old girl. You're such a perv, go away. And I actually, until he said that he was 19, I was picturing him as, like, 25 or something like that.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
I know! See, I didn't even, you know, think that he could possibly have been changed into Strigoi and then changed back.
Yeah, I mean, that never crossed my mind.
I mean, okay, I got to the part where Keith was arrested for what he had been doing, and I didn't even... I was like, okay, why is there still so much of the story left?
I know.
If they figured it out, I did not even assume.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that he was in, like, stuck with Keith, but I didn't even, like, know what he was up to, but I wasn't expecting that, like, for him to have been a Strigoi and then trying to turn back into a Strigoi, like, that, there was no signs of that, like, anywhere.
Yeah.
That was the one thing that was well kept.
Yeah, I thought it was weird when he kept asking Sydney about, like, how Keith was gone and whatnot.
Yeah, like where's Keith? Why is he?
And I just kept thinking, oh, maybe he was in on the tattoo deal with Keith and whatnot. But I guess not.
Okay, and then also, adding on to that, Sydney's blood tasting bag to both Lee and the Strigoi.
Yeah, what is... It's because she's a witch.
It's because she's an alchemist.
See, I was wondering, you know, was it because her tattoo had just been recently touched up?
No. I think the alchemist would know that. Like, that's something the alchemist would know.
Are you sure? Because remember what they... Because I think it was Sydney who said, you know, she's dealt more with, you know, like, destroying the bodies than she has around...
Them themselves.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, that's her. Just one alchemist out of so many.
But then you see how everyone else is handling it, and they're just like, it's apparent that they don't socialize with Moroi or Strigoi or Dampier.
Yes, but they're scientists, Mandy. That is something they would know. If having the tattoo would cause them to not, or cause the blood to be, like, disgusting to Strigoi, then that is something that the alchemist would know. I'm telling you, it's because she's a witch.
Okay, she's a witch. According to you, she's a witch.
I'm so sure that it's because she's a witch. Like, no joke.
Alright, how about the whole Sydney-Abe-Keith relationship?
Oh my god. When I found out what Sydney did, I was like, I was just in shock. I could not believe Sydney had gotten AIDS to do that.
See, I was shocked that, I was just shocked that what happened to Sydney's
sister
was laid, like, explicitly, not like explicit, but, like, you don't really find any, you don't find very many YA books that will go and say, my sister was raped.
It was, like, one sentence in so many pages. I don't see what the big deal is.
It's just, this is hard to explain. It's like it's kind of like a taboo thing.
I don't know. Like, I don't notice these kind of things in the young adult books and how, I mean, I've seen a couple articles how people say that YA books are getting too dark and whatnot, and I'm like, seriously, calm down.
See, I don't think they're getting too dark. See, the content for YA books doesn't matter. It's what the target audience is. Because, I mean, look at the look at how dark The Hunger Games is.
Yeah, true. I mean, yeah, exactly. So, if Hunger Games just YA can have 24 kids being put inside an arena and killing each other, then there's nothing wrong with...
Yeah, see, I don't know. It just...
It was raped.
It just shocked me.
I did not think twice about that. I mean, I figured that's what had happened the whole time.
Yeah.
And so, when it was said, I was like, okay, it's out there, and then I moved on. I mean, I just didn't think it was that big of a deal. Her sister was raped. Things happened.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I was just, I wasn't expecting that that was how she and Abe, you know, made their little quote-unquote relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that her sister was raped, but I didn't think that it had anything to do with her and Abe.
I thought that was creepy that Abe had the power and resources to stage a fake Strigoi attack.
I'm not shocked. This is Abe we're talking about.
I'm not shocked, but I'm surprised.
It's Abe. That,
it is.
Yeah, that isn't what surprised me. What surprised me was that Sydney had asked him to do it.
Yeah.
That was just, I was like, wow, Sydney. Just wow.
Yeah, but wouldn't you stoop to that level to get revenge?
I probably wouldn't, though. Like, I don't think I'd be able to do that. Like, I mean, I don't have a sister, so I wouldn't know, but... I don't think that obviously as awful as it was, I just don't think that I'd be able to do something like that.
Yeah, I don't think I could either.
I'd do something else to get him back, maybe, but not like a fake Strigoi attack where he loses an eyeball. That's okay, maybe a fake Strigoi attack where he got really, really hurt, but he got better eventually, but if he lost an eyeball, I think that's why line. Down the line at eyeballs. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I totally just thought of something going back to the tattoos and everything. Sorry, this is really weird, but do you guys think that Abe is running like an underground alchemy tattoo type business?
Oh my gosh, when he was having that conversation with Adrian and Sydney.
I know, I was totally thinking about that. I was like, wait, there's something I'm missing. Yeah, because it says, a surprised glint flashed in Adrian's eyes, followed by insight. He eyed it carefully, maybe because he doesn't want the competition. And then Abe replies, and then it says, now, said Abe, never breaking a sweat. No need to bring up unpleasant topics.
Exactly, and that obviously means that, yes,
that's what he's doing.
And, I mean, I'm not surprised. It's Abe. I didn't think that's what all his illegal business that they referred to was. But, once again, I'm not surprised. It's Abe. Like, seriously, nothing Abe does, I'm pretty sure, can surprise me.
Yeah. It's just one of those characters you're like...
Yeah. Whatever it's happens, I just take it and go with it.
There's no shock value with Abe.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I thought it was funny rather than shocking.
You're gonna have that... You had that whole... It's Adrian, it's what he does thing. You've got that with Abe. It's Abe, it's what he does.
Yeah.
I wish Abe was my dad. That'd be
cool. He would be the coolest dad ever. Alright, so do we want to move on to cliffhangers?
Cliffhangers are never fun.
Alright, cliffhangers that will lead into the next book.
Dimitri's back.
My theory is that Dimitri and Adrian are going to be roommates.
Yeah. Do you see how bad that's gonna turn out?
Like, what if Rose comes to visit? Like, what are they gonna do?
That's going to be just terrible.
Well, then I had the thought, well, they're pulling Dimitri away from Christian. What's gonna happen with Christian now?
Yeah.
Maybe they've got some other people to Christian, or maybe they're just going to let Christian die.
No.
Well, because if you remember when they
Christian
first...
Christian can't die.
Remember when they first went to the Royals, whatever it is, they said that, you know, Dompierre don't need to be with their...
When they go to court?
Roy. Yeah, in court, they don't need to be with them 24-7 because there's not that big of a threat.
Right.
So, I mean, a Christian is probably... He's going to be with Lissa, so if...
Yeah, but he wasn't at the end of VA, was he?
Yeah.
Because they were going to two different schools.
Well, I don't think Christian was going to school.
Nah, whatever.
His girlfriend is Queen. She can get him guardians. I mean, really. I don't think that's a big problem.
Alright, what do you think will happen with, like, do you think anything will happen with the, similarities between Micah and Mason?
Yes.
Something's gonna happen there.
That doesn't seem like the kind of thing that you bring up
and it goes away.
Go.
Yeah. So, something's gonna happen. Maybe Micah's ghost will, I mean, Mason's ghost will come back and, like, go into Micah. That'd be so funny.
Maybe they're half-brothers.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, what if they're related?
Oh my gosh, that would be so, so confusing.
How would that be confusing?
Because, it's just like, how did... Okay, unless Micah is... No, see, he's not. He's human. So how would Micah be human and Mason be a Dompierre?
Maybe Micah grew up not...
Knowing that he was
a Dompierre.
No, but Rose has... said time and time again that they can tell, even though humans look like Dompierres, or Dompierres look like humans, they can tell if a person is a Dompierre or not, so Eddie would know.
I don't know. Yeah, when did she say that?
She said, I know she said it in, I forget, it was...
I know, I can remember a particular time that she said it in Last Sacrifice.
She said it when they were at court for the trial.
Okay.
Because she was talking about Ambrose.
Yeah.
That's the only time I ever remember her saying it, but what if somebody got dropped out of the system and was raised human? Would you still know that they're a Dompierre?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's just, like, she said she had something to do with just being able to tell. Like, I don't think it was anything.
Or, you know, like, here's a question for you. What if it was,
like a taboo relationship where...
No, like, not even a... If it was a taboo relationship, or if it was... You know, if it happened, like, one of Mason's relatives, like, years and years and years ago, left, and then the Dompierre's blood just got diluted or something.
Yeah, but still, that still would have started with a taboo relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like half-brother. No, but see, no, if it's like years and years and years, that's still going to be, like, they're not going to be brothers. They may be related.
Yeah, they won't be brothers, but they'd still be related.
They could be brothers if it was, like, they
if had... If Mason's mom was a human.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Instead of moving, and then the Mason could have been down here, and then the mom could have gone and had another kid that was...
Human.
I mean, I guess it could happen, but...
We'll just have to wait. Okay, how about the, call to the tattoo parlor about asking if any tall, pale, beautiful people had walked in.
Yes, that I completely forgot about it until like a little while ago when you reminded me. I completely forgot about that phone call. But yeah, I wonder who called.
Do you think it even has to do with Clarence's theory about vampire hunters?
Yeah, it could be. I mean,
that's gonna come out somewhere.
It will. Because there's, like, okay, there are Moroi, there are Dompierre, there are alchemists, why can't there be vampire hunters?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that he was actually going to be right about it, and then it was a vampire hunter.
Yeah,
so
same.
So did I.
That's what I thought, but I was wondering, I was like, that's kind of, like, obvious point out, you know, but that's what I was thinking. I was like, it's going to be a vampire hunter, then everybody's going to be like, what?
Because it was so obvious, it would have been perfect.
Yeah, and then watch, the next time something like that comes up, oh, yeah, it's just an alchemist, or it's just another, attack. Nope.
Yeah, no. It's a vampire hunter. It'll come. So, the person who called, didn't they have, like, a weird voice? Or am I remembering wrong?
It was... trying to remember what chapter it was. It was after the whole vampire girl thing with...
It was when Sydney herself had gone into the parlor, like, not with Adrian.
Yeah.
But I think they had said something about, I think I'm just going, like, really crazy right now.
They said something weird. Okay, here we go. Wait, he called. I spared him a haughty glance. Can you make that person stop calling? What person? I asked, wondering if he meant some persistent Amberwood student. The one with the weird voice who keeps asking if any tall, pale people are showing up around here. Ones that look like vampires. I figured it was someone you knew. Tall, pale people? I didn't like the sound of that, but kept my face blank. Sorry, don't know what you're talking about. Must have been a prank.
Yeah, so, okay, I wasn't crazy. He did say weird voice, so I don't think they met anybody that has a weird voice, so I don't think we've met this person yet.
Well, she thought that it was that one girl who was giving Jill hell, and it wasn't. She thought that it was her teacher, and it wasn't.
Yeah, I think maybe in the Golden Lily they will just kind of mention a little, like, she'll meet somebody, and it'll be like, oh, this person has an unusual voice. She'll just kind of slip it in there.
Yeah. And it'll just go over everyone's heads.
Yeah, as always.
I'll be and then you'll have somebody who catches it.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, ha, I caught it. But I wouldn't.
And then you guys will feel stupid again.
Oh, God, thanks.
Thanks Sorry. A lot, Tilly. All right, what do you think will happen with Terwilliger, the teacher?
I think something's going to happen to Sydney, and that's going to make her go and ask the teacher for more information. The teacher was all, like, cryptic and was like, fine, I won't bring it up again if you don't, which means Sydney will.
And she'll have to go to her.
She has to.
So, something's going to happen, and Sydney's going to want to know more about herself being a witch. She's going to go to the teacher.
She'll have to go there for something.
Something's going to happen to somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll want another one of those little fire-making signatures.
Well, she knows how to make them now.
Well, I doubt she stores the thing into her mind, and she gave the teacher the note.
All right, how about Trey?
I like Trey. He's like, a really cool guy. So I'm confused. There's obviously going to be, like, a love triangle between Trey and Adrian, and it's going to be like, she's going to like Trey, but she also likes Adrian, and she can't be with Adrian because he's a Leroy, and because everybody thinks that he's her brother.
He's her forbidden fruit.
Her forbidden fruit.
Oh, don't bring Twilight into this, please.
I did not mean to do that. I'm sorry.
No, okay, see, this is my problem with it, because it's obvious that, you know, Sydney has a friendship with Trey, but she's not really feeling the attraction.
Yeah.
But with Adrian, it's like, it's there, but she, for one thing, she fears him. She's afraid of him, she's afraid of his magic, and she knows that she can't be with him because vampires and alchemists just don't socialize.
So I think maybe she'll fall back on Trey, but then she doesn't really like Trey because
it's gonna be Mason all over again.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to that.
Trey, like, they killed Mason, that would kind of suck.
I'm going to cry if she does that.
Because I really like Trey. Like, I can feel it. I'm going to love him. So to get a little more information about him. Because, like, in the next one, she's not going to have to be so focused on Jill. Because it's going to be on Angeline and Eddie. And she'll obviously have to be, like, you know, taking care of her and whatnot. But she's going to have a bit more freedom. So.
Yeah. All right, how about the Eddie, Micah, Jill triangle?
See, now, if they have to kill somebody, she should kill Micah, because I want Eddie and Jill to
kill Why? That would be exactly like killing Mason.
I know, but
You can't kill Eddie. After everything Eddie's been through, you can't kill him.
Yeah.
I don't want Eddie gone. I want Micah gone, because I want Eddie and Jill to be together.
How about we kill Adrian and have it settled?
Sorry, what? No, you can't kill Adrian. I don't think she would even dare to kill Adrian.
I know.
Too many people would go up in arms if they killed Adrian.
That would be so bad. But I mean, then again, she could just be one of those characters who does not really give a flying anything if she kills her characters and she doesn't particularly care what anybody else thinks.
See, no, but with most authors, though, like, they feel the pain of having to kill their characters, but at the same time, it's a necessity to move the story forward.
I know, but I mean, sometimes it's just not a necessity, and they just go around killing random people.
Turn Micah into a Strigoi.
What?
There we go. Turn him into a Strigoi.
Oh, gosh, no. That's just
and then let Eddie go kill him.
Yeah. There we go. Have Eddie kill the look-like of his best friend.
No, I think it would just be better if, like, a random Strigoi kills Micah. Then, I mean, see what happens. If a random Strigoi kills Micah, then Eddie would be able to kill that Strigoi, and maybe it would help him a little because he wasn't able to help Mason. So maybe this night he might be able to be like, oh, well, at least this time I got revenge.
Do we see the pattern here with Eddie not being able to save people?
Yeah.
Poor Eddie. It's like a blow to his ego.
Yeah, but I was really sad, and I admit I got really, really teared up when Eddie was talking about how he is not going to be with Jill because she deserves better than him. And I was like, no, Eddie, no. Don't
I know,
do
I
it.
Felt the same way. I started yelling at the book. I was like, no, Eddie,
yeah,
you deserve this. You deserve Jill.
Yeah.
He needs his happily ever after. Yeah. Him and Adrian, after all the shit that Rochelle put them through, they both deserve their happily ever after.
They do, and I hope they'll get it, because if they don't, that would just really suck. I want Eddie and Jill to be together, and I want Adrian and Sydney to be together, and if it doesn't happen, then I'm gonna get really bitter, because I'm used to getting what I want in story, so.
Well, I have to say, with the whole Adrian and Sydney thing, kinda glad they're not rushing into it. I don't know how many books I've read where it's like, oh yeah, boom, we're in love. And I'm like, no.
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 Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's just a little too rushed. It's like, you're not in love. You don't even know each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, obviously they can't just rush into it because there's so much stuff. But I hope, obviously they're not going to be together until the end of the series. Because, you know, that's how these things work. So I just hope that by the end of the series they do get together, or else I'm going to be a very, very bitter girl.
Alright, do we want to move on to the games? Next, we're on to a segment called Back to Vampire Academy. Whatever I throw out there could be a saying, could be a word, could be two words, three words, four words, it doesn't matter. Whatever I throw out there, you have to relate it back to Vampire Academy using one word per step each way.
So essentially we're playing 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, kind of?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard of that. See,
really?
What I could, kind of put it together was, I don't know if they still do this, but on CNN International, they used to have this thing where they'd, like, put one, like, famous person, and you'd have to link it to another famous person, like, and it'd be two opposite people, and you'd have to link it, like, connected. So this person is with this person, or knows this person kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
That's 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it was like called, I don't remember what it was called, but this was wise go. Yeah.
So, an example would be chemistry. I give the word chemistry. And then Amy would say alchemy, Sydney, Vampire Academy.
You got it?
Sure.
All right.
This will be fun.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Did you listen to the one where Mandy gave me Pocahontas? I don't know how much time I'm going to bring it up, but yeah.
The one where we spent an hour playing it with Harry Potter. We were relating Harry Potter things back to Vampire Academy.
It was so fun, and actually easier than you'd expect. Anyway, moving past our nerdism. Mandy, you want to give one to Tilly?
Yes, I'm trying to think.
Dare.
I'm trying to think. I totally didn't think of one beforehand. How about, I don't know. trying to think of one. I really don't know. I think I've used all my good ones on, Amy.
Okay, you want me to give her one?
Sure.
Present. That was
present?
I thought.
Pregnant.
Oh, I said pregnant. Present.
No, I didn't say pregnant. I said present.
Oh.
It was like the first time.
I was like, wait, what?
Okay. Well, let's see. You could do present to necklace to Victor to Vampire Academy.
Okay.
Nice.
That's I was thinking present, Adrian, Perfume, Rose, Vampire Academy.
That works too.
Or you could have done present, Adrian, Vampire Academy.
Whatever, Mandy, I was trying to be clear and precise. Thank you very much.
Hey, I could have gone present, lip gloss, Dimitri, Vampire Academy.
Yes, that was awesome. I love that scene. I probably, nearly fainted or melted. I was like, oh my god, I love you, Dimitri.
It was so sweet of him.
It was. Yeah. All right, Tilly, do you have one for Amy?
Oh, wouldn't it be funny if she gives, a harder one than you've ever given me?
I don't think that's possible. I have one I could have given you today, but I decided to be nice.
Well, you could give it to me, and then Tilly could give one to you.
Go for it.
Okay. Enthralled.
Sorry, what?
Enthralled.
Oh, dear. Okay, I've got an idea. I'm just trying to see how I can do it with, one word step. Ugh. Enthralled. Who was ever enthralled in Vampire Academy? Hey, Tilly, you want to take this one? I'll let you go because... Oh, wait, you already went, didn't you?
She already went.
Okay, Tilly, how about you give Mandy hers while I think about it?
I have one.
Candy bar.
Candy bar. Okay, let's see. Trying to think,
Oh, I think I've got one for myself.
Okay, what is it? Well, I think of mine.
It's really, really weak, but okay. Enthralled, Rose, Dimitri, God, Vampire Academy. You get what I'm trying to say?
I get it, but I say no.
Darn. Well, then you think about yours. I give up. You want to give me a different one?
Give you a different one? All right. How about this? I've got one.
Okay.
That's your phrase. I've got one.
Oh. I was like, what? Okay,
mine was candy bar.
Yours was candy bar.
Okay, candy bar, sweets, Keith, Sydney, Rose, Vampire Academy.
You didn't have to add Rose in there.
I know, I felt like it though.
She wanted to include her.
I've got one.
Go for it.
No, I was just repeating the phrase.
Oh.
I've got one. Who's ever gotten one of anything from Vampire Academy? Mandy, I seriously hate yours. To all the listeners, if we stop playing this game, it's because Mandy stopped.
Seriously? Okay, I grabbed a Harry Potter book. Opened a page. Looked down. And that was the first sentence I saw.
Of course it was. Really, of all of the things you could have seen, I've got one. It's the first thing you saw.
Actually, no, it was Hey Professor, but...
Hey Professor, Sydney, Miss Twilliger, Vampire Academy.
There you go.
See, that was much better. But of course you have to skip that one and go to I've got one. Are we done?
Are we done?
I see, because the thing is, I was used to winning when we had Guess the Quote. I would win that every and then now we get to...
Hey, I told you! I told you I was giving you a break.
Yeah, I know, but still. I didn't think it would be fair for you to, be awful to Tilly.
I wasn't going to be awful to her.
Oh, so you were only going to be awful to me?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's the end of the show now.
I love you, Amy.
I think we're done.
All right.
Okay. So that is the end of the show, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes and Podomatic.com. You can also leave us a comment. You can email us at worry@shadowkicks.net if you have any suggestions, questions, or you want to be a guest host. Also, today, on the day of recording, we started a Worry Facebook page. So just go on over there and like it. You can find it on the shadowkicks.net Facebook page. We hope you all enjoyed Bloodlines, and for those of you still reading, have fun. I'm Amy.
I'm Andy.
I'm Tilly.
And we'll see everyone next time on episode 7.